to the 215th. Is that what number we're on? I'm drunk, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, 215.
It's 10:30 in the morning. I hope you're not drunk.
Time's just like an artificial construct, man.
Yeah. And welcome to episode 215 of the Cracked Eye Podcast. We've been doing this forever, it feels like. And I still can't count. So, you know, good on us.
Nothing has changed.
So it might not be 215.
Yeah.
No, the rest of us are here to count for him. Excluding Rob, because goblin math is not involved.
I was going to say.
Well, maybe that's what I'm counting in. I'm trying to entice our goblin math listenership up.
Similar to goblin energy, one of my friends was telling me that he was very excited for me to meet someone that we were going to be at an event we were going to because we had the same gremlin energy. And I was like, I was like, see, here's the problem. So those of you who are familiar with Changeling, I am a knocker. And I'm like, I'm a knocker because I have both gremlin energy and she energy. But when you mention the gremlin energy, the she energy gets really pissy. So, yes.
Valid, valid.
I just live in gremlin mode 90% of my life, so.
Pantsless and eating cheese by the fistful, yeah.
I generally wear pants.
That's true.
Sean.
Don't lie, Sean.
Sean. Wait, when you say pants, do you mean British pants or American pants? Because they're different.
British pants.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What? What?
British pants are underwear.
So when you're talking to someone in Britain about pants, it's a different conversation.
I just don't want to cross-contaminate my cheese. It's like Fanny.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in Britain, they're trousers. Is that what it is?
Trousers are the outside pants.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trousers are outside pants. Pants are inside pants. Soccer is football. Football is American football. Up is down. Black is white. Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
Anyway.
Welcome back to the Cracked Eye Podcast, folks.
Yeah, we're prolonging the inevitable here. Last time we were here, you all managed to fight and kill a magma dragon, which is insanity. However, you still have 4 foes left, 3 elemental infernos, and Dalos, who was pretty cool with you, but now, since you killed their friend, they're not so happy with you. We're in the middle of combat. It is the 6th round of combat, which is impressive. Just to give everyone a little update, Knife Sword has 3 hero points.
Of course he does.
Anyone shocked by that? Anyone? No? Okay, good. Soraya has 2 hero points. I believe Ooh has 3 hero points.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I know. Brianna has 2 hero points. And Twin Talon has 2 hero points. Now, we all know that my favorite skill in this game is reactive murder that Twin Talon has.
Uh-huh.
But it was pointed out to our Discord. You can join our Discord by joining our Patreon for as little as $1. Patreon.com/thecrackdivepodcast. Anyway, one of our patrons pointed out that it actually got better in the remaster.
Reactive murder did?
Not reactive murder, I'm sorry. Which is the one that got better?
Gang up.
Gang up, that's it. Matt, would you like to explain how it got better and how I'm crying and cursing the developers of the remaster?
Sure. So, originally what Gang Up did was it said if anyone else, an ally, was in melee range of an enemy, and I was in melee range of an enemy, I was counted as flanking for the purpose of getting, well, just as flanking. So they're off guard to me. However, they were not off guard to my ally unless we were actually flanking. But now what Gang Up says is, as long as an ally and I are adjacent to a monster, we are both counted as flanking, even if we are not on opposite sides. So for me, it didn't change anything. What it does is it also allows my allies to count as flanking, even if they're not diametrically opposite of me on the monster's fig.
So if like Ooh and you were standing next to a creature, the creature is now off guard to Ooh and anyone attacking. So like Soraya would benefit from that off guard.
No, it's just people that are in melee, but it is now anyone in melee as long as I'm there. Basically, I grant flanking to myself and anyone adjacent as long as someone else is adjacent to the monster.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. For me, it doesn't change anything, but it really helps out Brianna or who.
Yeah. Like, especially for all these large and huge creatures, a lot of us are side by side fighting them, which would not trigger flanking, but now it does.
Yeah.
Yay. Let's make you guys more efficient at killing my monsters.
I agree, because looking at this battle mat right now, it doesn't look great.
No.
You know, I'm doing better than I thought. Everyone's health, except for Knife Sword, is at half or less. Twin Talon is injured.
I'm not at half health.
You're not?
Womp womp.
Oh, okay. Well, three quarters health? Anyway, Twin Talon is injured. I'll give real numbers, so because our audience can't see the map here. Twin Talon's at 114 out of 190. Soraya is at 85 out of 174. Ooh is at 106 out of 232. Brianna is at 96 out of 190. And Knife Sword is at 66 out of 90.
Brianna is also not at half health. I'm pretty sure she's one away from half health.
Okay. Badly injured, badly injured, badly injured, injured, and injured. And the monsters, I'm not going to give you exact numbers, but the Dalos is barely injured. One of the elemental infernos is injured. One of the elemental infernos is unharmed. And one of them is injured. So do with that as you will. Start of the round is Knife Sword. So, Rob, go ahead and take your actions.
I'm going to telekinetically reach up to the ceiling and pull down some pointy bits and hurl them at the one that's right next to Soraya.
Thank you.
The Dalos.
Heck yeah.
Okay. I know this is snub. I will give you advantage, meaning roll twice, take the better of the two rolls, if you can tell me which ones are the spiky ones on the ceiling that you're pulling down. Are they stalagmites or stalactites?
Oh, crap.
Can you phone a friend?
Let me think about this.
Our audience is now screaming at their radios.
Stalactite?
Yes, stalactite, because it has a C for ceiling. It was like, I'm not saying Rob is stalling to Google, but...
So, for me, it was always stalactites grip tightly to the ceiling, and stalagmites grow mightily from the floor. That's what I was always taught.
Yep.
Yes. That's how I learned it.
That's how I learned it. And I still to this day have to be like, hang on, tights tightly to the ceiling. That's the top one. Okay.
Oh, see, it's stalactite with the C for ceiling and stalagmite with a G for ground.
Huh. Yeah, but that requires you to spell, and I can't do that. I can't do math or spell. You know this.
You know what? Checks out.
All right, Rob, go ahead and cast your spell. And if it has an attack roll, roll twice, take the better. If it has a save, I'll roll twice and take the worst.
It has a save. It's a reflex save. 10-foot burst.
Okay. Take the worst. All right. So I rolled a 12 and a 19. So I'll take the 12 for a 31 save.
That's a failure.
Nice.
Oh.
So with a 10-foot burst, I think you can hit both the Dalos and the elemental below without hitting any of the girls.
Yeah. Well, if a 31 was a fail, a 27 is also a fail.
Yep.
Fuck yes.
Boop.
Damage.
So go ahead and roll your damage.
It's 61.
Oof.
And they're both knocked prone.
Nice.
Right into the lava.
Blub, 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 blub.
How was that?
Blub, 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 blub.
That's what I thought you said. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Just had to check.
Yeah. Listen, my one trick is to provide sound effects for episodes, even if I have to do it with my mouth. It's fine.
All right, so that was two actions, Rob. What would you like the third action to be? Run away?
No, I can stay where I am. I guess I'll magic missile the Dalos at rank 2. Another 5 damage.
Foom, foom, foom. All right, that was not a bad turn. Not a bad turn at all. All right. Next up is Twin Talon.
So first, I just referred to Brianna, Ooh, and Soraya as the girls, and I felt weird as soon as I said it. I should have said the Juggernauts, and I apologize.
That's right.
Thank you for the clarification.
You are forgiven.
So Twin Talon is still facing off against the two Infernals on the southeast island there. So he is going to target the one to the north of him, which he has been attacking. They both have some kind of negative. I think the one to the west is slow, and the one to the north is maybe clumsy or something.
The one to the west is stunned one, and the other one is clumsy two. And also, because of Taisani there, it is off guard to you. And Taisani.
Okay.
Well, that makes them so easy to hit now. Good lord.
Well, again, it doesn't change anything for me. It just changes what I provide to my party. So speaking of providing my party, I did not roll a natural 20. I only rolled a natural 19 for a 47.
Oh my god.
Is that a crit?
That's a crit.
Yes!
Woo! Yes.
Just checking. All right, we got a crit from Doombeard.
Yay, Patreon crit.
Oh, nice.
Rallying Strike. Your overwhelming strike upon your enemy energizes your allies around you. You do triple damage. Additionally, all allies who can see the strike gain +1 on the next check, which is attacks, save, skill check, etc. If the target dies from this crit, the +1 lasts until the end of the attacker's next turn.
Hey, that's so cool.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's great. All right, do triple damage.
Yeah.
Does your precise debilitation also get tripled?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Why would it not?
To give me a chance? I don't know.
We don't do that here.
We went over the numbers. No, we do not need to give you a chance.
Okay, so regular damage is 43.
Okay, so I'm just going to do 43 like normal, and then I'm going to do double.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you add to your attack?
Unfortunately, no. But the other elemental gets the electricity damage. So it takes 3 electricity damage.
Great.
The question is, what do I think its hit points are?
The one that's near death?
Yeah. But I mean, everybody still gets a +1 on their next d20 roll, essentially. All right, so Taisani is going to attack this elemental.
And this is Taisani's free action that they get for being an immature companion.
Correct. She can either strike or move once per turn on her own without me doing anything else.
Do you call her a mature companion? I'm so confused.
They start as juveniles, and they don't have as many abilities.
And then they become mature, and she's actually specialized at this point, but yeah. But when she got mature, she got the free move or attack every round.
Yes, I'm not just being a weirdo.
Yeah, okay.
Taisani's grown as a person. She's learned a few things. She's matured.
So Taisani attacks. She rolled a natural 20.
Yes.
Yes, girl. Woo!
Yes.
That is another critical hit.
Cool.
Fuck yes.
All right, piercing. The target is slowed 1 until the end of its next turn. So double damage and slowed 1.
That is amazing.
I don't think the slowed is going to matter, but we'll see.
That's 22 damage from Taisani.
Would you like to describe how Taisani kills the elemental?
Yes, Taisani!
Yes.
So Twin Talon pierces it, and she gets all jazzed up and starts flapping her wings really hard and just blows out the last of the flame that's like flickering in its body, and it just becomes a wisp of smoke.
We stand one Brazilian pterodactyl.
Yes.
This little capoeira. There goes a flame.
All right, so for Twin Talon's second action, he is going to move to his southwest 15 feet so that he is adjacent to the elemental, and then he's going to use his last action to give Taisani 2 actions, and Taisani is going to move up and attack the elemental.
All right. It is now off guard.
Mm-hmm. It's a 35 from her.
That is a hit.
That's her girl.
9 damage.
All right. Better than a kick in the beak. Is that it for Twin Talon?
That is 3 actions, but I think I have to make a on-fire recovery check.
Yes, because you are taking 28 points of fire damage.
That is too much for persistent damage. I'm telling you right now.
It's 3d8 times 2.
Yeah.
Because it was a crit.
Oh, man. Failure.
Yeah. But remember, you have your ring, so you only took 18 points of fire damage.
Yeah. But I'd like to stop that.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry. Not close enough.
All right. It is now the Dalos's turn. The Dalos is prone, and you hear her go, no! And she goes to stand up. It's the first action that would provoke an attack of opportunity from Ooh, if you would like it.
Yes, I would.
Fine. All right, go ahead and make your attack of opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to get some kind of ranged reactive murder.
Right?
That would be pretty badass.
What did I have out last time? Do we remember?
Yes, you had your axe, and you still have the javelin on your back that you took from...
38.
That is a hit.
Hooray.
Nice.
I do love a hit. 31 damage.
Don't like.
I do.
All right. So because this Dalos is basically a angry teenager, after they stand up and they get hit by Ooh, you see them smack the lava in a tantrum, and you see that lava erupts from the ground and its head, lobbing a mass of molten rock. It is going to target I mean, it doesn't really target. It just kind of plops it in a 20-foot burst in the middle of this area here. So I need Brianna, Soraya, and Knife Sword to make a reflex save, please. All right. So, Soraya, what did you get?
A 36.
That is a success.
Hooray.
Rob, what did you get?
I rolled a 37.
That is also a success. Haya, what did you get?
I rolled a 30.
That is a failure. And Heidi?
I rolled a hot 24.
That is also a failure.
Sweet.
Hero points? Anyone using hero points?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, please.
Both of you, please re-roll. All right, so what are your new rolls?
I got a sexy 32 this time.
That is still a fail.
And I got a sexy 33.
33 is a success.
Oh, I guess we found the DC.
All right, so everyone is taking half damage except for who's taking full damage?
Man, can I liberate since she's taking full?
Yeah. All right, so it's 68 fire and 68 bludgeoning, which means it is 21 fire, 28 bludgeoning, halved for everyone, minus, you know, resistances.
So they're going to take no fire damage if they took half, essentially.
Yay!
Knife Sword takes 14 bludgeoning. Soraya takes 14 bludgeoning. Brianna takes 14 bludgeoning. Ooh is being liberated, so 16 off the top of both of those. Means 0 fire and 12 bludgeoning.
Failing your save with liberate is less dangerous than making your save.
And now everybody can move.
Oh, yes, everyone may take 2 steps except for Twin Town and Taysan and Brianna.
I'm gonna stay right here.
All right, and that is it for the Dalos's turn. Standing up and then doing the lava thing.
Lava tantrum.
Lava tantrum. All right, it is Soraya's turn.
All righty, I am not doing so hot, so I'm gonna take one of the elixirs of life I made earlier in the day and chug it, because I definitely need that. So I will heal 36 hit points.
I'd say Soraya's the scrappy duo of this group.
Hey.
That's rude.
That's clearly Knife Sword.
Let me out of puppy power.
Oh my god. And then I will make and throw a greater frost vial.
They're okay, frost vials.
Oh, hush. Excuse you.
I'm just saying they're not great.
I mean, for you.
Soraya making frost vials great again.
Boo.
Get out of my house. We don't use that language here. Oof, I don't know who is worse off, the Dallas or the Elemental, but the Elemental is closer to 2 of my friends, so I will target the Elemental. Let's throw the frostiness for a 43.
No, my Wendy's frosty. That is a critical hit.
You know Wendy's has creamsicle frosties right now?
I know. I want to try it so bad.
Do you want to go get Wendy's for lunch, babe?
Maybe.
Okay.
So I don't drink coffee. This is a random thing, but I do enjoy a good energy drink, and I really enjoy Ghost energy drinks, and they have the orange cream Ghost. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, that's a critical hit. Draw your crit hit card, Christine.
Go, Christine, go.
Number 2. Bomb or spell, you don't roll for damage. You deal the maximum possible critical hit damage with this attack.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah, girl.
It's called maximum effect.
Okay, I'm going to click damage just so I know what it's supposed to be. Yeah, 3d6 plus 2 plus 3 splash.
So 6, 12, 18, 20, 23 times 2 is 46 plus 3 splash.
46. Jeez. Okay.
Nice.
46 cold.
I know. Hang on.
Dalos is also adjacent on these like 2 little corners, so she would also take the splash damage.
I love when monsters that are weak to something take splash damage, because it's like, here, have 3 splash and 20 damage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like a little speck of it got on you, and it's just like, it burns.
Why is it so spicy?
I mean, I assume that she has weakness to cold because she's a volcano, but who knows?
Christine, would you like to describe how you kill the elemental?
Ooh,
yes.
Yes.
Get him gone.
So it catches its center mass, and whatever counts as like its heart just kind of freezes over, and all of the flames around it just kind of gutter out, and it just collapses into the lava in a cloud of steam.
So cool.
So you manage to cool its fiery heart with a cool island beat?
No.
No?
No.
Womp womp!
One bad thing about them dying, though, is I need Boo and Brianna to make a reflex save.
Oh, God.
Oh, it explodes, doesn't it?
So you both fail. Would you like to hero point that?
Yeah.
I rolled a 5, so yeah.
All right. Heidi, did you piss off the random number generator gods?
I may have. I may have. It's all right.
All right, so 29, because we keep the better of the two. 29 is better than 25, so that's a regular failure. And then for Ooh and for Brianna, 42 is a critical success. So you take no damage, but Ooh is going to take 30 points of fire damage.
Woo! Well, minus 16.
Are you liberating? No, you can't. You already liberated her.
I can do it more than once.
You liberate twice around, don't you?
Yep.
All right, so Ooh takes no damage. Thanks.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so I think as a splash happens, Brianna sees it coming again, and she will step in front of Ooh and fling her shield up in place, flavor-wise.
Take that, random number generator gods.
RN Jesus.
RN Jesus.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy RNG.
And the Holy 20. I'm sorry.
Do you have any more actions to ruin my day, or are you done?
I do not. I am done.
Okay. Next up is the lone remaining elemental inferno, who is stunned one, so they only get 2 actions this turn.
Yes.
Can it be said that we hit them with a stone cold stunner?
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
So for those who don't know, Cass called us out for not making a particular quip on the Discord, so now we're just getting real quippy with it.
Getting quippy with it. Na 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 na.
Oh, you wanted quips, Cass?
All right, a tendril flies out at Twin Talon for a 45.
I want to use a hero point to make you reroll that, please.
Nice.
All right, reroll and keep the lower result. That's a 32.
That's a miss.
From a crit to a miss. The story of a GM. All right, next up is the second tendril. 25.
That is a critical miss.
Fuck yes.
All right. Critical miss. Let's see how badly I hurt myself. Oh, great. This is from Cass.
Oh, hey, Cass.
Yay.
Speak of the devil and she shall appear. This is unarmed. Ambushed. This attack triggers a strike as a reaction by your targeted enemy as if they had the reaction attack of opportunity. If they already have attack of opportunity, this triggers it, however, does not use the reaction. So, Matt, you get a free attack of opportunity.
I'll take it.
That's fucking amazing.
Thanks, Cass.
Thanks, Cass.
No, thank you, Cass. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
And thank you for calling them out on missing jokes.
The only thing I can think that why we didn't catch is it was like the last recording of the day. We're all kind of loopy.
Yeah.
So I rolled a 4 for a 32.
That is a hit, but not a crit.
All right.
Would you like to use your hero point to reroll that and get a crit?
No. I'll use it to save my ass if that happens.
Nice try, Sean.
Damn. I was trying to pull that hero point out.
Yeah, so that's 32 damage to the elemental, and I'm going to put precise debilitation on it, so next time I attack it, it takes more damage.
Great. All right, for its last attack...
It doesn't get a last attack because it's stunned.
Oh, you're right. Ugh, gross. I'm going to give you a hero point. I'm trying to get better about awarding hero points. I'm trying. Whether or not I succeed is a different thing.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Well, I mean, it's book 4.
Yeah, it's book 4. We would, you know, just maybe want to get them now and then.
Episode 215, you know. I mean, there's no time like the present, I guess. Thank you for the hero point, John.
All right, next is Brianna. It is your turn.
As a free action, Brianna is going to look up at the Dalos and calmly say, Kradolai, we've tried to make peace with you. We've tried to speak kindly. We tried to make you understand what truly was happening here. And I hope you understand that we would have accepted you with open wings, as you say. This entire place is yours now. Do you yield? And she will take a moment to heal her friends. She will battle medicine. Ooh, that is a success with a 39 for the third tier, which I think it's 2d8 plus 30. My brain. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. I'm looking it up too.
I rolled 2 2s and ooh, got back 34 hit points. As much as I would love to break the line and go back and heal Saraya, I think Brianna is going to step around and be a shield over this way, so she can be right in Kradlai's face. And my husband is very kindly reminding me that I am wearing healer's gloves. And once per day, I can use them to heal 2d6 plus 7 to an adjacent willing target or myself. I mean, I'm looking kind of rough. And then she will touch her chest and a plume of magic will swirl and appear as wounds start to knit.
A glowing trident shoots out from the gloves, Tevin's gloves.
So 2d6 plus 7.
I believe that is my turn because she moved to face up to Kradlai and quickly tourniquet one of Ooze's wounds and healed herself.
Tourniquets don't go around the neck. All right. Next up is Ooze.
It's me.
Who is clumsy 1 and sickened 2.
No, I'm not. Yeah, no, it's true.
I was like, wait, no, you are.
Tell him.
I'm assuming it's true. I don't know what's going on here. I'm just here for the ride, right? All right, Ooh is going to flavor push Brianna out of the way of healing her wounds. I love you, baby.
No, stop fighting me.
Let me get this. And she goes in for a swing. 29 to hit.
Miss. Would you like to hero point that?
This is my last hero point, so yeah, I'm gonna hero point.
I would.
I'm gonna go in for one more strike. 33.
That is a miss.
Okay.
Fuck.
She's sick, and not just physically, but probably also mentally. So here we go again. Let's do this. 30 to hit.
That is a miss.
Gosh darn it.
Brianna, you gotta stop touching me. Stop looking so sexy trying to help me. Let me do this. And then she goes in for the last strike. 18.
Critical miss.
Fuck.
I give her a hero point to reroll that.
Take my hero point. Take it from Knife Sword. He has 3.
A flurry of hero points in the back row. Yeah.
Total of 16.
That is still a critical miss.
Fuck.
We rolled to a natural 1. That's awesome.
Listen, if I get another critical miss, can I get a critical hit?
No, you instantly die.
All right. Ooh, this is from Kelly. Dearest Kelly, thank you. Cut them down. You swing out with as much power as you can muster and you miss. You are off balance and take half damage from your attack. You're also dizzy for one round. Follow the rules for being controlled. All right.
All right, so roll damage. You're gonna take half of it.
Let's do that. 14 damage. She swings her axe so hard she hits her shoulder. And down hits her own shoulder. Oh, I nicked myself.
The good news is you are no longer clumsy and you're now only sickened 1. But you are now considered controlled for 1 round.
Cool.
Gosh darn it.
I tried, y'all.
Controlled by whom?
So controlled is a status effect, which used to be, I forget what it used to be called. You have been commanded, magically dominated, or otherwise had your will subverted. In this case, she's just really dizzy. The controller dictates how you act and can make you use any of your actions, including attacks, reactions, or even delay. The controller doesn't have to spend their own actions when controlling you. So basically, on her next turn, I'm gonna roll dice to figure out who she's attacking. Because she's so dizzy.
Would it make more sense to maybe for her to be confused?
Yes, that's what I meant, not controlled.
Well, it says follow the rules for being controlled, so...
It's basically the same rules as confused, so...
If you're just going to roll randomly, like, you might as well use confused at that point.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. That's it for Ooh.
This heat's got me just all...
That's valid.
Yep. Next up is Knife Sword.
No, I don't want to do that. That's too powerful.
That would make the game too easy.
I'm going to use Chilling Darkness on the last remaining creature there. I think I can hit it from where I am. Or do I need to move?
No, you're good. You're good.
You're good? All right.
You definitely have line of effect.
Yeah, one corner of your square to any of their corners, you should be fine.
I'm casting it at level 6. I have to roll an attack. And am I still getting the plus 1 from Matt?
Yes.
That is a miss. Would you like to hero point that?
Yeah, I'm going to hero point.
All right. That is still a miss. So half damage. No, wait. If it misses on the attack, it misses.
Yeah, it's done. Do I have any magic missiles left? Yeah, why not? Let's do a level 7 magic missile. Why not?
Fuck yes.
Alrighty.
Breaking out the big guns.
11 damage.
Let me just Chernobyl this monster.
I was just trying to be friends.
All right. That's it for Knife Sword. Next up is Twin Talon.
All right. So Twin Talon is still flonking this monster. So he will attack.
Is that like flogging with a plank?
It's where I lay flat and flog someone. 36 to hit.
That is a hit.
Good job.
Thank you. That is 50 points of damage. That's a good roll.
Fuck yes. Good lord.
My 3d6s were 3, 4, and 5, and then my 5d6 precision was 1, 4, 3, 5, 6. 6 sonic, 5 electricity. Pretty good.
Gross. Disgusting. It's your turn still.
Okay. So now Tesani is going to peck it. It's a 39.
That is a hit.
All right. So she's going to do 10 damage.
All right.
And Twin Talon's going to take his second action. He is going to attack again. It is a 30 to hit.
Do you get the plus one from the crit?
No.
Okay. Then that is a miss.
Okay. I have 2 hero points and I rolled a 6. So I think I'm going to try to reroll this one with a hero point.
Makes sense.
All right. So I rerolled, got a 12 instead, and that's a 36 to hit.
That is a hit.
40 points of damage.
All right.
Oh, it's still not dead.
Still not dead.
Is there something that you can do? I think there is. Like, if you take to put yourself out, if you're burning, like, persistent.
Yes, you may take an action that would help put it out, and you get an immediate roll to try and put out the fire.
Okay. This is usually an activity requiring 2 actions. So, never mind.
Shit.
Stop, drop, and roll takes 2 actions.
Yeah. Even though dropping is free.
Yeah.
31 is its AC. If I were to attack a third time, I'd be rolling at a plus 20. So I'd need 11. Yeah, and I have a hero point, so let's go for it. He said, regretting it instantly. 30 to hit is a miss.
Is it not a crit miss?
It is not. So I will reroll and keep the higher results using my last hero point. That's a 38 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
All ones, all ones, all oh, ones.
Shut up, Sean.
It is so many dice. That seems so unlikely.
Knowing Sean, he jinxed you.
48 damage.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God. Would you like to describe how you kill this thing?
Yes. Come on. Yes.
Just jabs its sword in there, and the thunder and the lightning going off just kind of shakes it apart, and it just falling flames into the lava.
All right. I need both Tesani and Twin Talon to make a reflex save.
So Twin Talon fails.
No.
And Tesani gets a 34.
So that is a success. So Tesani will take half damage. Twin Talon will take full damage.
So please take my last hero point.
Okay. It's a 44 for Twin Talon.
That is a critical success now. So only Tesani takes half damage.
All right.
That is 28 full damage. So half of that is 14.
All right. Well, that's my turn.
All right. And now Twin Talon takes 32 points of fire damage.
What?
Just 22 points.
Sorry, 22 points of fire damage because he's still on fire.
I rolled a natural 20 for my recovery check, so.
Fuck yes. Oh.
Yay.
And he puts himself out.
Yes. With a flourish of his sword, he puts himself out.
All right. So you hear the Dalos goes, "You're being mean," and puts up a 20-foot burst of thick smoke that comes out of her head. All creatures within this thick belching of smoke are considered concealed.
To her as well.
Yep.
Excellent.
So that's their entire turn. All right, next up is Soraya. And by the way, the thick black smoke is coming out of their head.
Out of their caldera.
Okay. The concealment is a flat check to try and hit them?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yes.
Is it 5 or 10?
5.
But if you target them, it should auto-roll that for you.
I think I have, like, 2 more reagents left.
Yeah, you're running low.
Yeah, I know. We need to rest after this.
Oh, yeah.
Sun's getting real low, big guy.
All right, I've got a double brew frost vials, so I will have 2, and then I will huck them.
Go, go, go!
All right, first shot.
So I got the 11 for the conceal, and a 41 to hit her.
That is a hit.
So she takes 15 cold and 3 cold splash.
Nice, nice, nice.
All right, it looks a little bit more effective than what you thought it would be.
I assumed as much. And we're going to try one more time.
Also, she is not looking great.
Yeah, I know. That's a 13 on the flat check. And then I rolled a 26, which is a 7 on the die. So I'm going to hero point that.
All right, because you hit with the concealed, but you missed with the attack.
And I got a 28, which is still a miss.
Man.
She still takes the splash, though, so the 3 splash.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Plus weakness. Yeah, did she take the splash and the weakness on the last one?
Yes.
No.
No? So you see it twice in the chat. Then you know. All right. That is your turn, correct?
Yes.
All right. It is now Brianna's turn.
Brianna will sigh. Sigradulai, I've given you every chance. I am sorry at this time.
She is an evil creature.
Yeah, but Brianna's whole thing is redemption, right? Mm-hmm. So she will take a deep breath, level her scimitar, and strike. There we go. How is it 47?
That is a critical hit, and your flat check for the concealment is a 9, so that is indeed a critical hit.
Yes. Nice!
Fuck yes! Okay, here we go. Let us get to our card first. Weapon strike. Crit effect. Deal normal damage to one of the target's weapons. Applying hard as normal. That's lame.
No, I think you do double damage to them and also regular damage to one of their weapons.
Oh. They don't have weapons on them, right?
So we'll just do triple damage, because if you were to hit their weapon, it would be their arm.
Okay.
So as you slice into her, I need both Ooh and Brianna to make a reflex save as lava starts to gush out of their wounds.
Fuck.
Okay, so Brianna, you got a 28, which is a failure.
I did. That makes sense, though.
Ooh, got a 38, which is a success.
I'll give my hero point to Brianna.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I'll do it. Honestly, I was going to be okay with rolling a failure because it makes sense. Brianna is right there. Whew. How's a 39?
Nice.
That is a success.
Thank goodness. Thank you so much, Rob.
So you're going to take half damage for both of you, which is 3d6 persistent fire, but half. All right. It's your turn still.
Brianna will put her boot up to where the scimitar is stuck in her craggly flesh and pull it out as lava comes pouring out, and she will strike again, her face a mask of grim determination. How is a 34? The flat check succeeded with an 18.
Nice.
That is a hit. Exactly a hit. You found their AC.
So 26 total, and then looks like Kradulai took 7 damage.
Yeah.
And for my... Should I do a third, guys? What do you think?
For the Dallas goes, you have Ooh, you have Knife Sword, you have Twin Talon, and the thing's near death.
Okay. Brianna will then take a guarded step back so she can be within range of everybody here, just in case.
You may wish to step up left instead of just straight back, just so you're not next to Ooh.
Copy.
It is now Ooh's turn.
It's my turn.
And since Ooh is confused and only has a single target, Heidi, you may attack the Dalos as normal.
Hooray!
Oh, hang on a second. Before that goes through, Brianna takes 4 points of fire damage, which is 0 points of fire damage. And would you like to roll your recovery because your elemental resistance is...
So Brianna takes a step back, I think just she's a little winded and in a lot of pain. So she's been coughing up smoke, and hopefully she recovers as she's patting her flames out with a 14.
Nope, yeah, DC 15.
Okay, motherfuck, okay.
You are no longer concealed, by the way. All right, so now Ooh swings, gets a 19 on their flat check and a 40. So that is a hit. Roll damage on the Dalos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
I would love to. 40 damage.
Oh.
That's my girl.
Describe your kill.
Yes. So she took one swing and missed, one swing and missed, and another swing and missed, and got so winded she like brought that axe around, hit her shoulders, and owie, 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 and then came up one more time and came one and just like threw her axe. And it hit Dallas right in the face and slapped its head right off. And I was like, no, baby axe, come back. And it did for flavor. It absolutely did for flavor. And then it died, apparently.
And with that, combat is over.
We made it! Woo!
Holy shit.
Yo, it's hot in here.
Holy shit. Twin Talon!
Yeah, I'm over here.
What the fuck? How do we get to you?
Hold on. And Twin Town's going to start just like opening the bag of holding and shoveling everything into the bag of holding that was over here.
What?
Is there anything in the treasure hoard that can teleport?
So last time I took Crown and I put the amulet on, even though I don't know what it does.
That is correct.
And that's all I remember taking from the hoard. And I remember there being like a hammer or something or an axe there.
So I'm just going to throw this all into the group loot, but I'll tell you what you get. How's that sound?
Yep, just a quick run through.
24,000 silver pieces, 2,100 gold pieces, 170 platinum pieces. And then you look at some of the art and stuff in there, and I'm just going to convert it for you so you don't have to deal with it later. About 5,500 gold in various art objects and gemstones. So I'm just going to give you that as gold.
Nice. Okay.
Matt, you did clearly guess what this was. The amulet was called a dragon scale amulet.
Okay. Do I know what that does?
You know, given enough typewriters and enough monkeys, yes. So, this amulet is made from the scales of 5 ancient dragons. You gain resistant 5 to acid, cold, electricity, fire, and poison. If you take damage from one of those types from a dragon's breath weapon, the amulet begins to glow brightly. For the next 10 minutes, your resistance against that type of damage is increased to 20. If you are the subject to a dragon's frightful presence, you can roll your saving throw twice and use the higher result to determine the aura's effect. This is a fortune effect, so not bad. You find a rune stone that you remember from one of the conversations you had of a rune stone being stolen.
Oh, from like the bank or whatever, right?
Yes. And do you remember what type of rune stone it was?
Anti-magic, which is why they couldn't use magic to find it.
Correct. So you now have an anti-magic stone. You find a +3 greater striking ancestral echoing dwarven war axe.
Okay.
So to break this down for you, it is a +3. We know what that does. Greater striking. We know what that does. Ancestral echoing.
Is that one tag or two?
That is one tag. So ancestral echoing, it is worth 9,500 gold for the rune. The wisdom of the weapon's past owners flows into your mind, amplifying your own abilities with the weapon. Your proficiency rank with this weapon is one step higher than normal to a maximum of the highest weapon proficiency rank you have in any weapon. For instance, if you had master proficiency with martial weapons and expert proficiency with advanced weapons, you'd have master proficiency with the advanced weapons that had this rune. In addition, while wielding the ancestral echoing weapon, you have expert proficiency in one lore skill relevant to one or more of the weapon's previous owners. This is typically dwarven lore, but is ultimately determined by the GM, depending on the weapon's history. It would be dwarven lore in this case. And it is a dwarven war axe as well. You found the crown, and that's it. That's everything in the dragon's hoard.
That's it? Gosh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Do you even hoard, bro?
Apparently not.
Get gold, bro.
So I'm just looking at this. How far away am I from the other side?
I think I can teleport you across there if you don't move.
Oh, okay.
I just need you to fail a DC 33 will or critically succeed it.
I think he can choose what he does.
Yeah, it's unwilling creatures attempt a will save.
Yeah. Oh, is that collective transportation?
Collective transposition, yeah.
Transposition. That's okay. I also can't read, apparently.
Yeah, it's a 30-foot emanation. I can teleport you within it. And if I put it right in the middle, I can teleport you from where you are to one box north of Brianna.
Oh, sweet.
That's awesome. Nice.
So I shall do that if you're okay.
Yeah, I'm not proud. I don't need to do it myself.
Boing.
Jump, motherfucker.
Can we bring Taisani over since she can fly, but I can't move her past the edge of the...
Yes.
I was going to ask if she was strong enough to carry you.
Yeah, if he hadn't had that, I was going to try to jump and maybe use Taisani carrying me to maybe give me a little extra boost or something. I don't know. She's definitely not strong enough to carry me just by herself, but maybe enough of a boost to give me an extra 5-10 feet. It doesn't matter, though, because Knife Sword came through clutch.
Hell yeah, Knife Sword.
But Twin Talon can get us all back to the Undead King from here if you want.
Nice. Sure.
Honestly, I was going to say let's backtrack and I'll heal you all where it's a little bit safer, but if you can just teleport us there and we can do it there, that's pretty cool. While you're doing that, Brianna's like, okay, you're here. Just everybody stay still, okay? And she'll start taking out her medical equipment and adjusting her gloves and stuff.
Maybe it would be best not to do this right next to the lava.
Right. As she's like pulling out stuff, there's like sparks and burbling coming from the lava. She's like, can everybody walk? Maybe we can retreat a little bit further away from the lava.
If you can all gather around me, I can get us out of here and then we'll be safe enough. So just all put your hands on me. Ooh, above the waist, please.
They were there, I swear. That wasn't my hands. Oh no, there they go again.
Twin Talon will place his hand on the right side of his neck, and he'll say, wings of black, equine back, raptor's talons, beak the clacks. And there will be a hippogriff tattoo on the side of his neck that glows. And then there is a swirl of smoke, and they are all gone. And they appear just outside of the undead king's... Was he in a castle or his structure?
The ruins of a castle, but yes. All right. So you all arrive back, and King Harl is there. And he looks to be more translucent than you saw him last time.
My friends... What have you seen?
Is he going to make us an offer we can't refuse? Is that what's happening? Twin Talon will reach into the bag and pull out the crown. I'll say, Your Highness, we have defeated the usurper and bring this back in hopes that it will bring you rest. And he will offer the crown to the king.
You've never seen a ghost tremble, but as he reaches out to grab the crown, you do notice that his hands are slightly shaking in excitement. And as soon as he touches the crown, you see a blinding white light flash out from it, spreading across all of Sagarak. And when you can all see again, wiping the bright spots from your eyes, you see that he is gone, and the building that you're in is slowly beginning to reforge itself through magic. You also notice that all of the undead that were part of his court have slowly started to dissipate and finally find rest. And on the ground, you see a small pouch where the king was and where the crown was.
I bet it's for his pipe.
For his pipe? Ooh, pipeweed. So down, look to the others, and then he'll pick up the pouch and open it. See what's inside.
You find 1,000 gold worth of gems with just a note that says, thank you.
Jasper steals one immediately.
Dang it.
He pokes his head out of Soraya's sleeve, lands on Twin Talon's shoulder, steals a gem, goes back into Soraya's sleeve.
Twin Talon will use sleight of hand to put 2 of the gems in like his eyes, where he's pinching them with his brow, and he'll turn around to the group and be like, yeah, this was an empty bag.
Jasper just sticks his head back out. Lies.
Chuckle and toss the bag of gems into the bag of holding.
All right, so that's another 1,000 gold.
Jeez.
We're spending it on potato chips.
Yeah, that's 1 potato chip.
Dang it. This economy is so fucked.
In this economy?
3 sledges in this economy?
After you've put the good king to final rest, you head back into the town of Kovlar, which when you left, if you remember, all of the guilds were kind of like gearing up against each other. But finally, the unrest seems to have settled down with the defeat of Veshmirix. You see that the dwarven leader who was conspiring with the Scarlet Triad has been arrested, and their colleagues and cohorts have also been arrested. A new leader has been put into power for that guild and is apologizing immensely for the problems that their former leader has caused. The dwarves of Kovlar thank you and heap praise upon you more so than some of you might be comfortable with, and invite you and acknowledge you as allies of the dwarves and of Kovlar. And if you ever need their assistance, to please feel free to call upon them in the future. With that, they give you an escort back to the Ayudara that you jumped through to get here, and you all head back to your citadel. As you arrive back at the citadel, you all feel stronger, faster, more efficient at killing as you all level up to level 15.
Wow!
Yay.
Woo!
Woo!
Finally!
Yeah, right? And that is the end of book 3.
Holy shit.
No, it's not. It's not the end of book 3.
Was 4? 4 at least?
book 4. Sorry. End of book 4.
Holy shit.
Fires of the Haunted City.
Who are we? What's happening?
So I will let you all know, and the audience know, next episode we're going to do kind of a recap of this book. and we'll chat and answer any questions. So if you have questions, please feel free to write into us. And the link is in the show notes. If you have questions about this book or any other previous books, let us know. Or questions about Pathfinder that we can answer. None of us are developers or designers, but we'll do our darndest. And then after that, we're going to start book 5. But I will let everyone know that you have 4 months of downtime between the end of this book and the start of the next book. So please figure out what your characters are doing for 4 to 6 months, we'll say. 4 to 6 months of downtime. So that allows you to retrain pretty much anything except for your ancestry and your base class. You can change up anything you want. And you can change your ancestry if you give me a good enough reason and we can roll on the reincarnation table.
Cool. That is bananas, but cool.
Oh boy.
That has to be a really good justification.
Happy end of season 5, guys.
Yeah. Season 5 is on the horizon.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
No. We just finished season 5.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because we did the side quest.
Yep. Season 4 was the side quest. Season 5 was book 4.
Yeah, season 5. So season 6 is coming up.
Wild.
Woo.
Insanity. So
we did it.
We've made it this far. Holy crap.
600 episodes, guys. We did it.
Wait a minute.
And with that, I'm going to end the episode here with you guys all leveling up.
Woo.
Woo.
Level up.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you in the next episode. Get your questions in.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo DiLoretto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.